Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, we talked about the end of the session, now roughly 2 weeks away, and the fact that some very good bills will die when the legislature adjourns. Two of those had to do with assisted suicide. As you recall, back in 2009, the Montana Supreme Court issued its decision in Baxter v. Montana, a case where plaintiffs sought to legalize assisted suicide. Rather than saying it was legal, the court came down with a very narrow ruling that said assisting a suicide would remain defined as homicide, but if a physician assisted in a suicide and was later charged with homicide, then under a very narrow set of circumstances, that physician might be able to claim the consent of the victim as a defense. So there you have it. The court's decision was as clear as mud, and those in favor of suicide took to the airwaves declaring that assisted suicide was now legal. It wasn't, of course, but why let the facts get in the way of the desired outcome? The Montana Family Foundation commissioned a legal analysis of the decision by an attorney who's tried more homicide cases than any other attorney in Montana, and we sent that analysis to physicians across the state. For a while, all was quiet. Then, in the 2013 legislative session, a doctor admitted he had helped a patient kill himself. At that point, the need for a clear law became much more urgent. Bills to both legalize assisted suicide and make it illegal were introduced. Both failed. The legislature was schizophrenic and the waters became muddier. This session, three bills were introduced, one to make it legal and two to make it illegal. Once again, they all failed. If nothing else, the legislature's consistent. Now we have to wait two more years before we can try again. That said, we'd like to commend Bradley Williams of Montanans Against Assisted Suicide for his efforts. Every day, we end this broadcast by telling you that your input does make a difference, and Bradley is the perfect example. He was just an ordinary citizen who didn't want suicide to come to our state, so he started an organization, traveled the state to educate citizens, and testified before the legislature. He is without a doubt the main reason that we don't have assisted suicide in Montana yet. Now his organization has members statewide. Through their efforts, opposition to assisted suicide is growing, and they've done it with skill and grace. No one wants to see anyone suffer, but suicide is not the answer. We were heartened by the number of doctors that came forward and said that they became doctors to heal, not to destroy. There were also probate attorneys who said they regularly see beneficiaries of a will who try to hasten the death of a loved one just to claim their inheritance earlier. Clearly, the legalization of assisted suicide could have huge unintended consequences, and we need to proceed with caution. If not for the courts, we would not even be having this debate, but the courts opened this Pandora's box, and it's up to the legislature to close it, because life is far too precious to be left in legal limbo. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.